This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. It's about health. It's about wellness. It's about going to the next level in your health and in your life. That's what the show's about. And we're going to kick it off with Shonda. Hi, Shonda.
Hi, so how are you?
Living well, darling.
Great, great. I just want to let you know that I really enjoy your show and you provide a great service to everyone. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks, darling. You're welcome. How can I help?
Well, it seems as if I have a boil that's between my cheekbone and my nose. And I was wondering, first of all, where do boils come from? And second of all, what can I do about it?
And where is it located?
It's right between my nose and my cheek. It's not on the outside. It seems like it's on the inside. It's not external. It's internal.
Is it real sore?
Yeah, it's a little sore.
Yeah, it could be a little. It just could be formed by a little bacteria.
Okay.
And that's pretty common. Staph hangs out in there, too. So it's not like a staph infection. It's just like more of a staphylococcus bacteria. And not a big deal. I mean, do you get them all the time? Does it come and go?
Well, no. Actually, I hadn't gotten one in a long time. I'd say probably about 5 or 6 years. But it just seemed like this came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they can. Nothing too much to worry about. I mean, for the most part, they'll typically go away, resolve. But what you don't want to do is irritate it, pick at it, you know, that kind of thing. Just really try to leave it alone. Because there's so much bacteria underneath your fingernails, just naturally. That's just where a lot of it hides. And if you get in there and start kind of, you know, messing with it, sometimes they can get infected, and that's when it becomes a big mess. So you want to steer clear of that as much as possible. But, you know, as far as just, you know, is it real big or just kind of small, like a little, like a BB?
Size? Yeah, it's kind of small.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I mean, if it gets red and it really starts hurting a lot, you probably want to go see your doctor for sure and just let him take a look at it. The big thing you have to worry about with those is if it gets infected. That's the big challenge. And, you know, for the most part, those tend to resolve on their own. But if it sticks around longer than, you know, they always say, just so you know, rule of thumb, a lot of docs will say if it sticks around longer than 2 weeks, then you need to get it checked out to get something done, you know. So just keep that in mind, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Jake. Hi, Jake.
Doctor, thank you. 70-year-old diabetic with ED, and my body does not produce semen. Well, for several years I was on oral medication, which had a lot of ups and downs, but a new doctor gave me, I'm taking 26 units of Lantus as a base every day and 5 units plus of Novolog.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, you're dealing with diabetes, you're dealing with, you know, ED or erectile dysfunction, a couple things to think about that are really, really important. Okay. Now, first, You've got to get your diet under control. That has to be a key. So you start eating the right kind of foods, proteins, fats, carbohydrates in balance, especially the proteins and the fats, because when you're dealing with a blood sugar condition like diabetes, you want to keep everything balanced. So your weight stays under control. Your fitness levels will stay high. If you start exercising, so at least 4 to 5 days a week is usually recommended just for a good lifestyle plan. You know, that's critical. Now, on the flip side, if you're talking about ED, you know, it depends. They really do go hand in hand. And if you've got any type of blood sugar-related issue, sometimes it can affect kind of your performance, for sure. A couple things to think about, though, while you're going through this, is as your fitness level improves, okay, so you start dropping belly fat, you get in shape, cardiovascular shape increases, then the blood flow is going to increase as well. Now, from a chemical perspective, you can get some blood work done with your primary care doctor, and they can take a look at things, and many times can look and find certain reasons why maybe some of the performance is lacking, okay? So there's some tests and things that they can do. Also, from a nutritional perspective, you can look at things like nitric oxide, which combine together. Okay, so you got L-arginine, L-citrulline. Both of those together form the NO2. They've done numerous studies on that and have seen some just amazing results with guys that deal with that. And I'll tell you kind of an old school treatment that doctors have used for years is coffee. Believe it or not, and caffeine and high amounts of caffeine from like green tea and that sort of thing. Caffeine is in the same category, drug class category, as a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. And so those are your Cialis and your Viagra and those sorts of things. So it's in the same category. And believe it or not, guys that drink, and this is not a free ticket to start drinking pots of coffee so you have better performance, but it does do a similar mechanism. I mean, obviously it's in the same class, so it can help. But anyway, a couple of things to think about. It's about getting your good foundation, though. Don't think it's just one thing or taking a supplement like tribulus or maca root, and that's going to just kind of correct everything. It's really not. It's a combination. And your mind plays a big role, too. With ED, huge issue in your mind. So as you get your mind to relax and you remove stressors from your life, then that can make a huge difference in overall performance. Okay, so just a couple things. But the diabetes, that's a big one. Get that under control. Start making some radical changes. And then you'll probably notice some great changes, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online. Why? Because we want to see you get well. That's the truth. And it starts in your mind. Everybody thinks it starts with a pill, but it actually starts in your mind. That's where some of the greatest victories happen, especially with your health. Yosemite officials, they're saying they're informing another 230,000 summer visitors of a hantavirus outbreak. Officials at Yosemite National Park told another 230,000 people who visited the park last summer about a hantavirus outbreak that occurred there in June. But according to the LA Times, those who were sent the informational letter via email on Wednesday did not stay in the area of the park where the outbreak was reported, but park officials wanted to quell the fears of any concerned guest. So thousands of letters have already been sent to visitors who did stay in the affected area in tent cabins in Curry Village in the High Sierra Loop. According to the newspaper, the new letter tells recipients that your recent overnight visit to Yosemite did not include a stay in lodging where the known hantavirus infections might have occurred. However, we wanted to take this opportunity to increase public awareness about the hantavirus. Nevertheless, we want to ensure that our guests have accurate and current information on the hantavirus. So hantavirus can take up 6 weeks to surface with symptoms and spreads through the urine droppings or saliva. Something to think about. It's been kind of a hot topic, but over there in Yosemite, beautiful area. Just a little FYI.
Help! Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. We're going to go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Well, I'm actually calling about my husband. Ever since we've been married, he has had really bad indigestion. Sometimes it will keep him awake at night. He doesn't get a restful sleep. He's in really good health, exercises regularly, and I try to make sure that we have balanced meals with plenty of, you know, fruits and vegetables and things like that. But I'm just wondering, he has a hard time just processing food in general, so I'm not sure just kind of what we could do about that. One thing, too, about him, he gets really anxious while he's eating.
I think the biggest issue when you're having chronic digestive issues, you know, it just becomes a real challenge. You've got to kind of back it off and just kind of start from scratch. And I like, you know, I'm not an extremist by any means when it comes to eating. I think that you need to have good, healthy foods. I think that, you know, there are certain principles to follow. You want to reduce inflammation as much as possible. But at the same time, you know, building a good bacterial flora with fermented foods, fermented vegetables, with things like probiotics, those are all really important and just kind of basic but very, very simple to do. You just got to kind of get a game plan. Now, other issue that's very important too in this with the digestion is making sure the body, that he breaks things down. A lot of times if you don't break your proteins down well, as you get older and stress levels get higher, we start losing our hydrochloric acid a little bit in our stomach, which helps break the proteins down. And if you don't break them down, they can kind of putrefy, and that's where you get a lot of the gas and the odor that comes along with that. I know that's real pleasant to talk about, but it's the truth, and it does. It makes a big difference. So digestive enzymes, betaine hydrochloride, which is called HCl or betaine HCl, if you go to a health food store and ask them that, those are great. I mean, they both can help tremendously. There's also what are called proteolytic enzymes. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found primarily in foods like pineapple. You may have heard of bromelain, which is a big one. But yeah, I mean, that helps tremendously, breaking down the foods and increasing digestion. I mean, when you eat a meal, for the most part, you shouldn't be gassy and bloated. Now, if he's like that all the time, he may even want to back it down a, kind of another notch or another level. Go meet with maybe a doctor or someone, a nutritionist that can kind of walk him through maybe get some form of cleansing time, you know, as far as cutting his foods back in a certain way, going really bland, maybe even using some different juicing methods and that sort of thing. And what it'll do is it clears out the digestive tract very well. If he's got any kind of yeast or fungal-related infection that might be in the gut, there are things like oregano oil and black walnut and wormwood, things that can kind of clear some of those issues out as well. So, I mean, it just depends. And that's why you might want to get someone involved. Rather than just kind of talking about it, you really can get in and find out or get someone to dig in and find out exactly what's happening. So just a thought as you're going through that. But, yeah, I mean, digestion is a big deal. Probiotics are one of the best things you can do as far as the supplement goes, and getting it from the food supply. You know, from the like, fermented dairy, goat's milk, goat's yogurt, kefir, that kind of thing. Makes a big deal. So keep me posted how that goes. Check us out online. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. Or you can, of course, call right now, 888-283-7272. Annette, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hey. I am very overweight. And in June, I bought your book, and I started changing what I ate. and I started walking every day.
Good for you.
At least 6 days a week. Yeah, and I feel unbelievably better.
I'm so glad.
I do. I really do. And so I'm just determined to stay with it and, you know, just keep on because I want to live and, you know, enjoy things. Okay, but I've run into a problem of late, and I don't really know what to do about it. It doesn't happen all the time. It's real random. But sometimes when I have to sit for a long period of time and then I get up, the inside of my leg, it like is very, very painful. And so I stand up, you know, and I kind of like grit my teeth and kind of just start walking around. And after a few minutes, I can kind of like walk it out. It's still, I feel it, but it's not as severe. And so my question is, if I've described it well enough, I mean, is there something I should do for this, or will it kind of work itself out as my weight goes down?
Is it only in that one area?
Yeah, it's just on the left leg, just in that, you know, one place. It kind of goes down my leg, but not as far as to where my knee is. It's just, you know, right up top there.
Does it shoot, or is it like a numb type pain, stabbing, or prickly? What's the pain like?
No. No, when I'm seated and I'm fine, and then I stand up, and the minute I put my weight evenly, it's like, oh, you know, and I kind of have to,
right.
I can't take a step without sort of working it out.
I would go see either a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician and let them work on it, because it's probably just a nerve that's got some irritation. It could be your sciatic nerve. Your sciatic nerve is really, really big. I mean, it's probably about the size. And I'll just give you an example. Have you ever seen string, the big thick pieces of string cheese? It's about that big around. So it's a big nerve, largest one in the body, and it goes through the piriformis muscle, this little muscle kind of in your glutes. And if it gets irritated at all, or that little muscle that goes in spasm, it feels exactly like what you're talking about. It kind of goes down in that area, down to the side, down the leg a little bit, and you have to kind of work it out a little before you can actually get moving. So if a PT or a DC, a chiropractic physician, they're really good at some of the techniques they have to work on that, relieving not just the pain, but putting the structure back where it needs to be. So just losing the weight won't make that go away. It's probably an issue that's been there for a while, but now it's getting irritated. And more than ever, now's the time to get it done and then to get it checked up probably at least once a month minimum, to make sure that as you're exercising and doing what you do, and as your body's kind of shrinking down now, that your structure stays in line, and you know, you can maintain that to a great level. So that's just a couple things to think about for that. But I'm so excited for you. Just way to jump in with both feet and make it happen. You know, we're here for you along the way. Call anytime. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and the First Lady were met with protesters as they arrived at the Pittsburgh synagogue where 11 worshipers were killed last Saturday.
Turn your back and follow the march.
Taria Hamilton, mourning the loss of his good friend Cecil Rosenthal, says President Trump should have stayed away.
I think he should have not came today. I think he should have sent his daughter. I think he should have just waited until after everything calms down.
There were funerals for four of the victims on Tuesday. There'll be services from now until Friday for all 11 people killed in the shooting rampage. The president and the first lady arrived after the funerals and lit candles for each of the victims in the synagogue's vestibule. After that, at a makeshift memorial of the Stars of David outside, the couple laid white roses as well as stones for each of the dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Health is your greatest wealth. Family health insurance plans are saying now are to jump 4%. Well, that's exactly what we all need, isn't it? U.S. families are paying 4% more in annual premiums for their employer-sponsored family health coverage right now, and now they're about ready to jump up again. So they're reaching about $15,000 annually in 2012, with workers contributing on average $4,000 toward their coverage, revealed in a national survey recently by Kaiser. The Family Foundation Health Research and Educational Trust says that worker-only health coverage rose 3% to $5,000 a year. These workers pay on average about $950 toward their coverage. Meanwhile, wages have grown just about 1.7%, noted a Kaiser News release. So look at the inflation on the insurance versus what the wages are doing. So the 14th annual survey involved more than 2,000 small and large employers. It found a big discrepancy in the benefits and contributions of companies, with many lower wage workers earning more than $24,000 a year compared to companies with many higher paid employees making around $55,000 a year. Employees at a lower wage firm on average contributed about $5,000 each year to their families. So health insurance is changing. And I know that everybody's kind of thinking, they're like, where's it going to go? What's it going to do? But it's definitely not going to be easier. Everybody thinks it is, but you might want to be careful. Look at the fine print as we turn into this next year. It's going to be incredible, I think. Something to keep your eye on. Now, the Affordable Care Act, of course, you know, has got kind of its good and bad clauses to it. But they're saying that a number of companies offering health benefits to their employees has not changed, but about 61%. Copays for covered workers on average has changed a little bit. But a summary of this report and commentary was published recently in the Journal of Health Affairs. If you want to get any more details on that, you might want to check it out just to see what are going to happen to the rates and how the premiums are going to change, and also your copays might be affected by some of these changes. I mean, we're in a place right now where whole game plan is really up for grabs. I know a lot of doctors are definitely not fired up about it for what it's going to do to their reimbursements and getting the money from insurances. So it's going to be a challenging piece, I can tell you that. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, I got your book, and I've been kind of following your protocols and everything. And last fall, I kind of got onto the probiotics and the HCL and cod liver oil. But I got kind of a stroke congestion. I couldn't get it clear out. I thought I had a cold, and went to my doctor, and he didn't know how to treat it. And I went to another doctor at a med station, an older guy, worked at a ER hospital. He's retired, and he worked at the med station. He put me on Gaviscon, and acid. Thought I had acid reflux. That didn't make any difference. And he suggested I go to a GI specialist, so I made an appointment with him and kind of told him what I was doing, and he was didn't like the idea of me taking the HCL, hydrochloric acid, and he says, let me take a look. So he went down with a scope like the next week, and he said I have scar tissue on my esophagus where it goes into the stomach. And he had to stretch that open. Yeah, it was, had a small opening, like 12 centimeters. He had to stretch it open 17.5 centimeters. And then he put me on an acid called Ziggurat with Alprazole in it. And he wants me to take that the rest of my life in a bland diet. I don't know what to do. You know, first he said it was Barrett's disease, but he said, no, he said, you just actually got scar tissue built up in the esophagus. And I'm just wondering, something other I can take than that Ziggurat to get off that? Is there something natural? Or
I mean, there's a lot of things that are natural along those lines, but you don't really want, if he has you on that right now after that procedure, you probably want to hang tight. It's good wisdom to stick in there with what he has you doing. I mean, he's got a reason for that. And if he's gone that far to scope you and see everything going on, yeah, it's probably good to stick on the game plan that he has you on. And just by doing that, you know, it's going to keep you in a good place. And then maybe after a while, 6 months or so in, see how your body's doing, see how you're feeling, see if you're dealing with any kind of reflux or anything like that. And then just mention it to him. Just say, you know, you'd like to do some things a little bit along or more along the natural lines. And would he be okay with it? Would he support you in it? Would he kind of oversee you in it, using things like apple cider vinegar and whatnot? But, you know, if you had too much acid coming up, then you're too acidic. You got to look into things like glutamine powder, aloe vera, things that will kind of hold down a lot of those issues. And that's probably what the, kind of along the lines you want to think. But, yeah, I mean, I would stick with what he has. If you're asking my thoughts, that's what I would do. And you know me, I mean, I'm always going to lean, for the most part, toward the natural side of things. I'm more of a lifestyle kind of guy. And just, but medicine has its place. I mean, this is one of the things where You don't want to mess around with it. You want to keep things where it needs to be, because scar tissue can lead to Barrett's. And when you get Barrett's, you know, the potential for it turning into cancer cells is pretty strong. So when you get that changing of the cell structure, not a good deal. Okay? So it's, I'd stick with what they're telling you if you're asking me. And are there other things you can do? Yeah, but now's probably not the time. I want to hang in there for a little bit, and then you can come up with another game plan later. All right? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, getwellradio.com. Facebook and Twitter as well. Get into the social media side. You can check that out as well, because, of course, you get involved, and we'll keep you all up to date on everything coming down the pipeline, especially some of our live events and seminars that are right around the corner. We've got one coming up, and we'll keep you posted on that. You can find more at the website. Let's go to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years, I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test. And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. So I've got a two-pronged question with that. And one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
I think one thing to look at, for the most part, you know, with the biopsies that they do, there's a big controversy on if you do the biopsy, do you free up more cancer cells like you're talking about and kind of spread them where they don't really need to go when they were contained inside of a mass? There's not a lot of research around it that supports that, you know, really does happen. So I don't want to tell you that it doesn't happen, because I've seen some research behind that kind of like what you're talking about. So kind of in the middle, because your standard medical research, which is what everybody goes by anyways, says that it doesn't, that it's okay, right? But then you got, you know, research out in Europe and whatnot where they say, well, yeah, probably not a good idea. So again, that's just where you have to make your own choices. And I will tell you this, the body's pretty resilient. And even though cancer, of course, is a bear within itself, and the body's pretty amazing. And get paring it down and really, you know, taking care of the things it needs to take care of. So I wouldn't worry, you know, too much about it. Those tests are done when they need to get done. The doctors are pretty, you know, pretty solid about knowing when to order it, knowing how, and knowing why, and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't worry too much. But yeah, prostate health is critical. And there's a lot of things you can do alongside with what your doctor is having you do. You might want to mention them. Just some good lifestyle factors. Avocados are great. They contain a component in them called beta-sitosterol. And the beta-sitosterol really brings good health to the prostate gland. And also you've got different supplements out there that can help. Zinc, sal palmetto, pumpkin seed oil. I mean, if you're a big pumpkin seed guy, I love them. I can eat them all the time. And so you hit the pumpkin seeds, are great for prostate health. And then watching your testosterone levels. I'll tell you, there's some controversy right now about testosterone, which is our primary male hormone. And they're saying that the whole adage is right now is if you keep testosterone levels low, then you'll keep DHT low, which is dihydrotestosterone, which causes the prostate to swell and can lead potentially to cancer. Well, there's some new research out that says keeping your testosterone levels up in more of a moderate range is actually better. So, you know, it's not official research yet, but it's leaning that way. So you got to do your own studying a little bit and then go to your doctor and you guys come up with a game plan, because prostate health is important. When you're dealing with cancer, of course, you got to be extremely careful with the cells. But as you do that, knowing that your diet and your lifestyle and stress levels, all of that matters. It plays a role, because the body needs to be clean as far as your emotional state, clean as well, for that good mind-body connection and to promote overall healing. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
I drove in 888-3-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are your eating habits like? And that's what I want to ask, because so many people struggle with what to eat. You know, you've got your little things that you like to cheat with, whether it's pizza or ice cream or whatever it is. But have you made some radical changes in your overall lifestyle? And have you radically made some changes in the way that you eat? Because you know everything you put inside your body really does become your body. And my granny told me when I was a little kid, she used to say, "Hey, so you are what you eat." And I find that so interesting because, you know, I didn't really listen. Who listens when you're a little kid? Nobody listens, right? Especially when you're a teenager. But, you know, as I've gone through the years a little bit, I've realized that she was right. And what we put inside of our body really does make up everything. And so our choices matter, and they matter in a big way. So if I can encourage you with anything, it's that to go to that next level in your health, you've got to get your mind right. And you got to decide that you want to get well. You decide you want to go to that next level. You want to transform. And you never want to be the same again. And once you make that decision, literally life will change for you. And you can push and you can grow. And you can go to that next level in your health and with your life. And we want to help you succeed and do that. That's what we're all about. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Doc?
No, man, better than yesterday. What's cooking?
I might be kind of an unusual caller for you. Like I say, I love your program. I listen to you maybe an hour or so every few nights. I'm not home from work. And I I'm 24 years old. I'm about average body, body mass for my height and all that. I don't eat enough, I don't think. I eat, between one and two meals a day. I get pretty decent exercise. I bike a lot, a few times a week for at least an hour a day. But I don't eat a lot of breakfast, and I kind of just sort of binge eat when I do eat. I ate a lot at one time, and then I find myself drinking a lot at night, and that's just kind of what my lifestyle has been like. And, I haven't had any major health ailments, to be quite frank with you, but, I'm pretty young, and I kind of wanted to know what you thought my general risk factor is doing that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for the most part, right now, if you're in your, almost your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But it's never, when I say not that big of a deal, your body's pretty resilient at that age. But, at the same time, it's never good on your liver, to drink that much, obviously. To put large amounts of food in at one time, your body can handle that pretty well. I mean, you want to do like one big meal a day and maybe another, you know, small meal or something. It's not ideal, but your body can handle it. Now, if it's a bunch of junk food all the time, fast food and all that, yeah, I mean, that'll catch up with you. Again, you don't really see cancer and those sorts of things early on. You see those later. So, and it takes about 10 years for a tumor to form in the body. I'm not saying that bad eating habits and what you're doing right now is going to cause all that. I'm just saying that in general, it takes quite a bit of time. That's why you see people really start getting on medications and their life changing when they get into like their 40s and late 40s and 50s. And because it takes about that long of poor habits over a long period of time to start causing the body to break down enough to cause that kind of thing. So that's just my first thought to you. But why the alcohol every night? Are you like it? You hooked on it? You just, what's the deal?
It's just been a habit of mine kind of since I went to college, and it's, you know, I've experienced, you know, losses in friendship, you know, people dying, and I wouldn't consider myself a depressed individual, but it's just been not like a coping mechanism, but just a way to let loose. And I don't find myself puking every night or anything, but, you know, one night without at least a couple of drinks is very rare, you know. It's definitely a regular part of what I do, and I kind of feel like if I replace that with decent food, you know, that's going to add years to my life. But I don't see myself making that adjustment in the near future. You know, this has become such a regular part of what I do.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, at the same time, is that, are you happy doing that, or are you just, if it was healthy for your body, you do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, if you can break those habits now, it's probably going to be better, because what you'll see is, you know, as you get a little bit older, if you keep doing this kind of pattern, it will start making some pretty negative impacts on you later. I mean, this can cause cognitive thinking issues potentially. It can cause real issues with the liver and that kind of thing. Plus, man, I mean, you know what? It alters your body chemistry in a negative way. You know, I mean, make you feel good and all that. What if you went without it? What would you deal with? Would you deal with anxiety? Would you feel down and out, like depressed? What would you feel like?
Well, I'm the very occasional diet where I don't have a drink. You know, I actually notice myself here and feeling clearer. And I know, you know, I'm an educated person, and I definitely know kind of what I'm doing, but from your standpoint, you seem to have a really down to earth view on diet and mm-hmm. you know, versus, you know, and you have kind of a reasonable outlook. And like, you know, how long would I be able to sustain this habit? I guess
I wouldn't sustain it, man. I would just change it. I mean, if anything, cut it down to just drinking on the weekends at first, and give yourself a break during the week. Your body can handle that fairly well. A lot of people do that for long periods of time. I'm not a big alcohol guy. I just never. When it comes to your health, it's a depressant. So, you know, every time you drink it, you're depressing every system in your body. So that's why you say on the occasional time where you don't drink, you feel clear. Well, that clear is your body getting back into balance. And that's what I would shoot for. You know, and replace that behavior with something else that's a little bit more constructive and make you feel a little bit better, too. That's my hope for you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.